In Blackman Street there dwelt Sir a baker of renown, skilled in the feats of Venus and doing girls of the town. But in time it so fell out, as he went to take a bout, says his mistress, "Prithee do not do me faith, I will cry out." Long had he sued for her maidenhead in vain, but it was a hidden treasure she ever would maintain, nor would she e'er consent to her pillory gallant. But always cried, "Sir, be denied your suit, I will not grant." But once upon a time Sir got in a merry mood, he caught his mistress Nanny, and thus again he wooed. "Oh, my dearest, pretty fair, now my passion I declare, pray don't deny, but let me try how I can use my spear. Dear Nanny, be not coy, but let me now enjoy, for why should you deny me that pretty, pretty toy? I'll be constant, love, and true, and kiss none else but you. Then prithee, Nanny, let me do thee, prithee, Nanny, do." With this she soon consented, and granted his request, and she let him take a touch, sir, although it was in jest. Nor no more could she deny, for to let the baker try. But she turned up her dainty cup, and bid him do and die. He tuned his quill, sir, and soon began to play the finest lesson that e'er was played by man. Then did he toil and sweat her maidenhead to get, and he gave a guinea to his Nanny for surrendering it. But near this fruitful baker a mealman too did dwell, both brethren in their calling, both ripe enough for hell. Come then, listen to my tale, which I quickly mean to tell. This mealman had a pretty maid that in his house did dwell. Ere long, so it happened, he taught her a dance, which some people do report to be a la mode de France. But be it what it will, he handled so his quill, that in little space the babe of grace did make her belly swell. This sudden metamorphose the pretty maid did fear, and she said unto her master, "You've poisoned me, I swear. Oh, sir, see what you have done, for my belly's like a tun. This plaguey bout has caused this rout, oh, whither shall I run? If this be your dancing, I'll dance no more. If I do, I'll give you leave, sir, to call me a whore. But, oh, this plaguey bout, my guts will tumble out. Oh, master, master, this disaster causes a fearful rout."